5-4 Rock, the Rock Station, Tom and Lisa Morning Show, 7:24. Coming up later on this hour, we begin Ask God. This week it's Ask a Tarot Card Reader. And last time she was here, she said pregnancy, kind of baby thing.
The minute she walked in the room, before we're on the air, she goes, wow, there's a pregnancy is in this room. And me and Duco, and we all three looked at each other like, what?
You and Duco's girlfriend at the time.
Roommate.
Roommate. Plutonic roommate. I don't know.
Totally platonic roommate.
We got to see the baby and see if it,
I have seen
it
pictures.
Looks like a little party baby or not.
It does not look like a monkey.
Oh, okay. All right.
It does not look like Duco.
So it's not Duco. All right. But she was right about that. Unfortunately, I got the, when we were drawing tarot cards, I got the death card. Which I think, now, because she said it doesn't usually mean literal death.
Yes.
I think it's career suicide is what it is. So, and here I am. So she's pretty accurate. Coming up later on, Ask a Tarot Card Reader, and she's doing pretty well so far. That's coming up. Your chance to maybe get a little on-air reading. 7:25. We say good morning to Donna from Destiny Tarot.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Still alive, I see.
I'm not dead. I'm not dead. Last time you were here, how many cards are in a deck of tarot cards?
78,
and it was pick a card time.
Just any card.
Any card. And, you know, you couldn't have planned it better for the radio show. That out of the 78, how many death cards are in a deck?
One.
There is only one. Oh, my God.
One in 78 chance, and what card did I pull?
The death card.
The death card. And then but I'm not, here I am.
You are absolutely
the
here.
The whole time she's like trying to reassure me. She goes, doesn't mean literal physical death. It can be something else. Mm-hmm. Of course, I got a million emails from people going, nope, it's literal death.
It means death.
It's death.
Grizzly death.
But then I was okay with that. I'm like, well, this tarot card is just a bunch of hooey, according to me. But the thing that happened was when she walked in the room, she's like, oh, pregnancy vibe.
Is in here.
Yeah. Lisa gets knocked up. Duco's roommate gets knocked up. And you called it. You nailed it. Somebody nailed it. You were dead on with death. Say, it wasn't that word.
Don't say dead.
You were correct with those.
Spot on
with that. Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, it works.
Yeah. Are you bragging all your friends about, you know, I was on a radio show and I said pregnancy, and well, you might notice the girl's pregnant.
That's a good endorsement right
there. That is a pretty big celebrity baby endorsement.
I like to share confirmations. I really have to remind myself not to brag.
Yeah.
If I find myself getting a little too full of myself, then very often I start to really fumble.
Okay.
Got to stay humble.
You fumble in your readings and stuff like that? Is that what you're saying?
It can happen.
It's like the world is aligning against you to keep you humble?
Keep you humble and keep you
really?
On your toes.
Yeah,
yeah. Because it really sort of, the information sort of comes through me rather than from me.
Yeah.
And also, nobody's 100%. And I would say that if you run into a reader who claims they're 100%,
yeah,
probably run the other way.
Well, I think it's all a bunch of hooey, which I shouldn't say. Well, I should say, since I got the death card. But you said to me it wasn't literal death. And I got to tell you, you were spot on with that, too. I'm looking at, you know, re-signing here at Next Media, which is basically career suicide. So
a form of death.
Yeah, you were dead on, spot on there, too. So,
well, it's also an opportunity for change.
Yeah.
At transformative change, life changes.
Oh, maybe I should
and
look
really
into
that's,
not re-signing.
Yeah. And really, that's the more that's the more accepted view of the card.
Okay.
Or interpretation of
the card. So maybe I should be looking to venture out and find myself a job at a real radio station.
Well, this wouldn't be the time for me to give you that kind of advice.
Okay.
But
all right. Well, tell me what to do. There are people.
Yes.
You got to say for amusement only, because there are people who will base their life decisions on what your cards tell them. I think, and I'm not to be insulting here, I do think it's a load of malarkey. But there are a lot of people who put great faith in tarot cards and things of that nature.
It's true. And, you know, I really talk with clients about this being an interactive process rather than me or anybody else giving them information that's written in stone.
Okay.
It's not, life isn't written in stone. And since life doesn't offer us any guarantees, there'd be no reason the tarot cards would be any different.
And I got the death card last time and I'm still here.
Oh, no.
We'll go to the phones. We can do like little mini tarot card readings, right? People can call with questions and stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Like last time. All right, and she was spot on with Lisa, and she said Duco with the pregnancy thing, and his roommate got pregnant, and And I have committed career suicide, so I on the death card.
100% here. Yeah.
She's batting 1,000. We'll go to the phone lines coming up. It's Destiny Tarot, DestinyTarot.com on the internet. But we'll go to the phones for your little mini tarot readings coming up. 95 Will Rock, the rock station.
It's 60 at O'Hare and at Mitchell.
Ask a
tarot card reader.
Ask a
tarot card reader.
Ask a tarot card reader.
We didn't have a theme song last time you were here, did
no,
we?
No, you sure didn't.
We're glassing up the joint a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. Take your death card and stick it. Donna is here from Destiny Tarot. DestinyTarot.com. DestinyTarot.com. For amusement purposes only, okay? Don't base your entire life on what you're about to hear this morning, but little tarot card readings. How do these things work? How does that work? Are you warmed up? She said she had to warm up. Are you warmed up?
She was doing some shuffling.
I didn't know she had to warm up.
I'm warmed up.
You have to warm up?
Yeah.
Like your hands or your brain or your...
All of it.
Your vibe? I don't know. How does it work? Does the universe channel information through you into the cards? I don't know. How does it work? If I use that deck of cards, would it have any meaning?
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure. There are a lot of people who actually read intuitively. In other words, they don't study the meanings of the cards or the symbolism. They simply go purely intuitively. They look at the card and whatever it feels like to them or whatever it says to them.
Can I hold the cards?
Sure.
Okay. How many cards did you do in a reading?
It really depends. There are spreads with as few as 3 cards. There are spreads with as many as, 12 plus.
3 card spread for Lisa. Here we go. Ready? Here you go, Lisa. Should I shuffle them? I should shuffle them, right?
Sure.
Because you shuffle them, I'd be getting your information. I'm just going to shuffle them. Oh, boy. Oh, 3. Are you ready? 3 card spread for Lisa.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Card number 1. Oh, it's the change card. It's got
definitely
swirlies on them, the yin and the yang. Oh. Works card.
Change and work.
It's the Knight of Disks, which is the hard drive disks on the computers here.
Oh, is my computer going to crash?
No, let me. There's going to be some change at work with your disks, I see.
Okay. So what does that mean?
That Jeff is not the baby's father. So. Just what I got. I'm sorry. The cards don't lie, Lisa.
But I don't see
how
that
don't lie.
Could come out of what that said.
That was a stretch.
Intuitively.
It was what came to you.
That's what I got. I'm
through
sorry.
You. Came through you.
I'm
okay.
Sorry. That's what I got.
Uh-huh.
So
I don't know.
You might want to start preparing Jeff for that conversation when the baby's born.
Oh, no.
Little mulatto baby.
oh, no.
So there's my reading. Donald, take a crack at it. Coming up after the top of the hour. If you want to, or you can request my reading. Either way, we'll go to the phones after the top of the hour. Ask a tarot card reader this morning. Your reading's coming up from 95 Will Rock, the Rock Station.
Mitchell.
It's Ask a Tarot Card Reader today for Aska, and our old friend Don is here from Destiny Tarot. I will tell you that you coming back on the show, I've gotten more emails requesting that than any other guests we've had.
Really?
So people are really into this.
Yes, they are.
People like Nancy Reagan had an astrologer, and that's kind of the same area.
It's similar.
What do we call that?
Metaphysics.
Metaphysics stuff, yeah. So, it's accepted and believed by many people.
It is.
I am not in that group.
I know.
but I like you, and you're fun on the show.
Well, thank you.
Just keep it fun, okay?
Absolutely.
All right? Even if you got to lie to people about what the cards are saying, keep it fun. No, she would never do that.
That I would not do.
She would never do that. But remember, for amusement only, folks, 1-800-223-9510, destinytarot.com, DestinyTarot. TAROT. What if they really spelled out the word destiny in tarot? Is that porn then, or what? Do you know? Is that somebody else?
No, I think it's just that somebody else has the domain.
Okay, all right. But there's a link to Donna's website on the show blog today at 95WillRock.com. Hi, 95 Will Rock. Ask a tarot card reader. Who's this?
This is Joe.
Joe?
Yeah.
All right, Joe. Do you want a tarot card reading?
I do.
All right, Joe. Now, do you have some questions to ask him, or do you have...
It's better if he simply just asks me his question.
All right, do you have a question? Is there something that you want to know from Donna through the cards?
Yes.
Okay, what's the question?
Am I going to get arrested today?
Okay.
Well, okay. Well, when she's done, I'm going to have some questions. Yes. So don't hang up, Joe. Okay.
All right. Let's take a look.
All right. Let's take a look at the cards. Am I going to get?
I think it's a good thing to know.
I want to know where he's going and what he's doing that might lead to this.
Yeah.
How are the cards looking?
You know, I want to say that you're not. But whatever you're considering doing or you're in the midst of doing that actually might put you in the line of that, you might want to reconsider. Also, I get the feeling that there's at least two women around you. These are not romantic connections. They're both trying to have, I think, a better influence on you or give you some maybe good advice.
They're Bonnie.
Good judgment.
No, they're Bonnie to his Clyde. Oh, no, they're trying to... okay, keep going.
They're Bonnie. Yes.
Yeah, there's, so, you know, I just want to say, they both seem to have their heads on pretty straight, probably worth listening to, looking into, and financially for you, and this is just coming out of, you know, sort of out of left field, because I know it's not direct answer to the question, there is going to be an improvement after about, I want to say, mid-August.
Okay.
Around the 15th, 16th of August. So
don't do the liquor store job today.
Wait.
Because you will be getting a better job middle of August. And the girls are telling you not to...
not to go down a certain path.
Are there two girls around you?
There's one girl around me.
Yeah, maybe she has a friend or something. And were you considering really something that... Well, what's Donna going to say? No, you're not going to get arrested. Go ahead and do whatever you had planned.
That bank, you're going to rob, do it.
She did say that you're not going to get arrested. So, dude, you're golden. You should go... From me, I mean, that's her saying don't do it because she has to legally. But for me, she just said you will not get arrested today. So I'm saying go rob a bank. But you might get killed. You might get shot or something. She didn't say that, so... But
that's the risk we take, man.
Yeah, well, you know, us being thugs, living the gangsta life.
That's how it is.
Yeah. That's how we roll. Now, were you thinking that there was a chance you were going to get arrested today?
No,
just randomly.
You just a random question. All right. No, I was wondering. Yeah, no, I was kind of curious.
Behave crazy because you're not going to get arrested today, man. Those speed limits are nothing to you today.
Good.
Okay.
I know it's going to be nice out today. I'm going to go to the beach, man.
Yeah, and bend those laws. All right, so there's reading number one this morning. Am I going to get arrested today? Watch the new Sun tomorrow for Joe's name.
Okay.
Man not arrested, but killed by police as he violates every possible law. Mm-hmm. Ask a Tarot Card Reader continues back to the phone lines. Coming up, 95 Wheel Rock, the Rock Station.
95.
Two, it's Ask a Tarot Card Reader today. Our old friend Donna is here from Destiny Tarot. She's been on the show before. We mentioned you should come out to the 501 Club party sometime and do a little of this for
Absolutely.
Us. Absolutely. 501 this Friday, RJ's Eatery, Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst will have $4 Liney Summer Shandies. Your chance to win tickets to see Nuge, August 12th, Genesee Theater, plus other prizes as well. That's Friday, 501 RJ's Eatery, Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst. If you can make it out, you know.
I've been trying.
Yeah. I don't know how good of a tarot card reader is. I just went to wash my gruel bowl that I eat my oatmeal out. At least it makes me eat oatmeal every day, you know. Got to have breakfast.
You need to have breakfast.
Absolutely. Most important meal of the day.
So I'm washing my gruel bowl, and look at the water I got all over me there. Where's the tarot card reader saying, Tom, I see splashing water, you know, something. And give me a little help here. I haven't had a reading yet. I don't know after last time she was on and the death card incident. Mm-hmm. If we're going to do that or not. So
I think you should have one.
I think we should take
another
look.
She was here, she ended up getting you all pregnant.
I don't think she got me pregnant.
But she said about the whole baby. Yeah.
It was in the cards.
You think that the cards are a prediction, or maybe the cards are like a forcing of things?
I don't know, because I was not trying. I was not trying.
The cards really don't make things happen.
They don't make things happen.
They really don't make things happen.
They see what's going to happen anyway.
They show what the trends are.
Yeah.
It's opportunities, possibilities. And really, I always really stress to my clients the importance of free will. We always get to make a choice.
So you can't stack the deck and go, all right, where's the lottery winning card? And put that in there, and you can't do that.
No.
It's too bad. Because that would be like a great superpower to have, you know?
Yes, it would.
What you have, even if I bought into it, not so great. I mean, it's just kind of...
Tom, she was pretty dead on. Dead on.
But it didn't help you, and, you know...
Well, I'm happy that I'm
she's
pregnant.
She's glad she's pregnant.
I did want children.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I was planning on having them at some time. Not that soon.
Why does Jeff keep calling it the royal pain in the ass? Anyway.
Yeah, not to me.
Oh, sorry. No. And she was. She was right about you being pregnant. She was right about Duco had pregnancy around him, and his roommate got pregnant after that.
Yep.
And she did the death card for me, but she said it wasn't literal death.
Yep.
And Duco ended up leaving the show after that.
That's so, a big
and you
change.
Said it's big change is what yeah. that means. So even though I don't believe it, there might be something to this. A little mini reading now, 1-800-223-9510 for Ask a Tarot Card Reader, 824. 95. Hi, 95 Will Rock, who's this?
This is Tom.
Tom, turn your radio down, okay?
Yeah, I turn it off.
I hate that show. I'd turn that off too.
Yeah, that girl's voice is annoying.
It's like nails on a chalkboard.
How you doing, Lisa?
Good, good.
How's the baby doing?
I think pretty good.
We don't know. We haven't dealt the cards yet.
I don't want to do that.
Can you do a reading in the womb, Donna, for
a
the
womb?
Baby?
A womb?
Get close. Get close to the baby.
That would be a womb with a view. Can we, because you're doing a
into
viewing.
Into the future.
Can you do a womb reading? Does that work?
You know, I've never tried it. And, you know, the fact that as a baby develops, there's all kinds of change. It's a very dynamic, you know, it's a very dynamic situation.
Yeah.
I'm doing 4 weeks, though.
Really?
We could try. Yeah,
it's pretty close.
And pretty much the person it's going to be now. So, Tom, do you have a question?
Yeah, I got a question.
All right.
Actually, it's regarding one question I asked her before. I actually sent an email.
Oh, okay.
And it was regarding the baby. I was asking if I was going to have a boy or a girl.
And okay. Is somebody...
And it turned out to be a boy at the end of the pregnancy.
And was she right?
She was exactly right.
Yeah, so that's crazy. That's,
well, thank you very much. The pregnancy vibe was very strong that day, evidently.
Yeah. Don't listen to
this. Everybody was asking those questions.
Don't listen to this show. It will knock you up. So. Thanks for calling, Tom. Congratulations.
My question ain't done yet.
Oh, you got to have a question. Okay, you have another question. Go ahead.
I still got my question.
All right, man.
All right, I was going to ask you, how is going to be my financial stability down the road?
Okay.
All right.
I'll take a look for you. I just want to say that normally I look out about 3 to 6 months, up to about a year.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to be able to really tell you with any kind of certainty what's going to be, you know, say 15, 20 years from now.
Uh-huh.
I will say this. It looks like your financial picture is steadily improving. August will probably be the roughest month for you coming up. It doesn't mean something terrible is going to happen. It just means that you're going to have to maybe work a little harder, tighten up a little more on the budget. Now, September and October, really good, particularly September. There's a nice increase in your money, and going into October then, it looks like there's an opportunity to enjoy some of that increase or enjoy some of that increased financial stability and security.
Nice. That means a vacation away from the wife and the baby.
There you go.
Just remember, I didn't tell you to do that.
Thanks for calling, Tom. Congratulations,
man. Have a good morning.
All right, you too. Man, he sounds just the same attitude as Lisa's husband, Jeff. And that's all Jeff talks about.
Oh,
how
God.
To go away from the wife and the baby.
Uh-huh.
It's constant. All right, hey, back to the phone lines for Ask a Tarot Card Reader with Donna from Destiny Tarot. Does somebody have to be, like, we're having people call on the phone this morning for Ask a Tarot Card Reader, so they're interacting with you. You can do it over the phone.
Yes, absolutely.
Can you do it for an entity that's not even asking? Can you do it for not a person but an organization? Can I ask you who's going to win the NL Central? I got $50 on it. The Cubs, the Brewers, or the Cardinals. Can you lay that out for me?
You know, I can give it a try. The thing about predicting for sports teams and things like that is, you know, I mean, you've really got, you know, you've got a lot of dynamics involved. You know, mm-hmm. you've got nine guys on the field at any,
yeah,
you know, or
yeah.
18 guys on the field at any given point.
Well, not 18, 9, 10 with the batter,
oh,
base
yeah,
runner.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, you know, I mean.
Oh, but, she doesn't even understand the sport, so this ought to be,
you know,
interesting.
What do I know?
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll find out.
Tom wants to know where to put his $5,000.
Right, and yeah. See, that's the other thing. Yeah. When people are going to bet on something, you know, I mean, technically with what I do.
For amusement only.
Yeah, right, for amusement only. And
don't
then...
make any bets based on this.
No.
But she's been pretty accurate. She was accurate with the change in the death card that I got. She was accurate mm-hmm. with the pregnancy thing. I just got an email. She's laying the cards out now for the NL Central right now. I got an email here, says, "Hi, Tom, Lisa, and Donna. Donna, the last time you were on the morning show, you gave me a reading from an email question I had asked you. I had asked if my son was going to get a job with a NASCAR team he was applying for.
Oh, yeah.
And you said it was a very strong yes. Well, he was hired. I never put much stock into readings, etc., but you've made a believer out of me now. That's thanks much from Lori.
Wow.
You were batting 1,000 last time.
Thank you, Lori.
Yeah. All right. So the Cubs, the Brewers, the Cardinals... somebody else?
Well, let me ask you this. First of all, what's your favorite team of those three?
I don't remember,
you're the one asking. Well,
it's either the Cubs or the Brewers. Okay. Right now, I'm pulling for the Brewers this year.
Okay, I got to tell you what it's looking like right now, and I know they're not there yet. I mean, we're not there yet.
I hope the Cubs and the Brewers both make the playoffs. I hope one wins the division, one gets the wild card. Mm-hmm. But
you know, as far as getting in,
yeah,
Cards look like a one of the teams.
The Cardinals?
They do look like one of the teams that's going to get in.
You made my husband very happy.
I'm sorry. You know, and again, I have no stake in this. Well, no, but then there's one.
I have $50 in this. Lisa's idiot husband put $50 on the Cardinals. Yeah. I have $50 on the Brewers. And the guy who used to work here, Mark, has $50 on the Cubs. And whoever takes the division gets the $150. So
the other thing I will say, though, is this. Yeah. And it looks like, I mean, again, of the three, the way it looks right now.
You said that Cardinals are getting in. You didn't necessarily say win.
I didn't say they were going to win. I said they were going to get in.
So they might get
there's
the wild card.
Slot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And there is another slot. And right now, I have to say, again, based on how it looks at the moment, it looks like the Brewers.
Yeah. So there you go. See, I said, and the Cubs are doing well, but I said the collapse this year is going to be one for the record. And they're doing it again. So, we'll see. All right, there you go. Brewers win the division. Cardinals get the wild card. You heard it here first. Go out and bet your family.
The whole farm.
Mortgage. Get a second mortgage on your house. Donna guarantees these picks.
Please don't. Please don't.
Don't do that.
Don't gamble based on what I'm saying.
Back to the phones. I'm hoping for the Cubs and the Brewers to get in, and then one of them to win the National League, and we'll get a World Series around here. Is basically what I'm hoping for because I like both those teams. Yeah. So I'd love, and when they get in, if the Cubs win the division and the Brewers get the wild card, then the first playoff round will be Cubs Brewers. How awesome would a playoff would that be?
Yeah,
because one will be the top seed, you know, because of having the best record in the NL, and one will be the wild card, so they'll be fourth seed. So they'll play each other in the first round of the playoffs. That'll be awesome.
That'd be exciting.
But you say the Cardinals are getting in there, so I don't like that.
That's what it looks like right now. Again, there's still some change around this, and there's at least another
Oh, a couple months. Couple months. So, yeah. So we'll see. All right. Ask a tarot card reader. Back to the phone lines with your little mini readings coming up in just a couple of minutes. Donna is here from Destiny Tarot this morning. 95 Wheel Rock, the card reader with Donna from Destiny Tarot. You can find a link to her website on the show blog today at 95wheelrock.com. She seems to be accurate. I don't know how is it supposed to work? The cosmos is sending you signals through the cards.
I'll try to do the thumbnail version. The idea is that the symbols on the cards are actually archetypal symbols, so they actually stimulate what Jung used to call the collective unconscious.
Okay.
So we're actually all connecting with sort of this universe of information through the symbols on the cards. And that includes the person who's being read as well as the reader.
Don't most like psychics and tarot readers and stuff like that, don't you guys just like speak in generalizations? And then, you know, I mean, you can walk into a room and go, somebody here is going to have something exciting happen next week, or you know what I'm saying?
Understood.
Most people get that you're just basically working what's out there anyway to make it look like you. I'll admit the pregnancy thing
is crazy.
Was pretty uncanny. And I'm getting emails from people that from the last time you were here saying how dead on you were. But what do you say to people that say, you just kind of, you know, see change in your life. You know, come on. You know,
well, I don't cold read. And now that you guys have, you know, have been with me a couple of times, I don't cold read. I don't pump people for information. You know, certainly does what you just described happen? Sure, it does.
There are people out there that do that.
There are people out there that do that.
Yeah.
Mentalists will do that. You very often see like magicians, things like that.
Yeah.
Who also, you know, put themselves out as mentalists.
The TV show on USA Network Psych is about a guy who's just very observant, but the police use him like he's a psychic because they wouldn't hire him just for being a very observant guy, but he does seem to be like psychic with but he gets it from observations. It's the premise of the show.
Right, exactly.
So there's people you say can kind of pick up on things, and they're not really using what you're using. They're working the situation.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. And yours is more of the cosmos is sending you information that's out there.
Okay, lady.
She said I'd be pregnant by the fall. All right, I have a baby by the fall.
I will not debate her results.
And she even asked her about a house. I said, "What about a house?" Mm-hmm. She said, "Oh, you'll have a house like by the spring, March, April."
Yeah,
and that's exactly when it happened.
Yeah, I will not debate her results.
It's crazy. Yeah,
and she doesn't quiz people when they call. She just asks them for their question. She doesn't get any other information. Mm-hmm. So there's, I don't know.
I don't know.
If I wasn't a non-believer, I'd be a believer almost. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. And there's a 50-50 chance of whether you'd believe or not.
Right. So yeah. I see that I may slightly be a believer, but I'm not, is what I see. Then I'm just being a scammer there. Hi, 95 Will Rock. Who's this?
This is Mark. How are you doing?
Good, Mark. Do you have a question for Donna?
Yeah, I got a question. Hey, Donna, my girlfriend and I have been talking about getting married.
Okay.
We've been talking about it a lot lately. You think that's a wise idea right now?
Okay. Could you just tell me your first name?
Mark.
No, her first name.
Mark and Mark.
Karen.
Well, not in this state.
did you say Karen?
You'll have to move to California, Mark and Mark. Oh, Karen. Karen, did you say?
Yeah, Karen with a T.
Oh, Taryn.
Mark,
okay.
Mark and Taryn. All right, what do you see for Mark and Taryn? We're gonna shoot the cards out there, Mark. And
what if she goes, ooh, Taryn's a bit of a psycho.
Do you have bad news that you got to throw at people once in a while? Do you do that or do you hold it back if it's looking bleak?
I never hold back anything.
Yeah.
What I will try to do is make sure that the person understands that what I'm seeing may be a bump. It may be a major obstacle.
Yeah.
It may be something that they're going to have to contend with that maybe they don't want to have to face or wrestle with. But I always put it in a sense that, again, we get to make choices.
Okay.
Mark, I will say this, you know, when I look at the two of you, did a lot of this discussion start to really intensify like last month in June?
Yeah, within the past 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
All right, well, I will tell you this. What it looks like to me is that there still will continue to be some discussion for probably another month or two. By this fall, so that would be September, October, November, I think you'll have worked out the things that you both want to work out about this. I feel like there's maybe some ideas, some details that you still have to both feel comfortable with, and that will come through communication.
Yep.
I think you'll be setting a date, September, October, November, and probably what you'll be shooting for is next June as far as a date that you set.
Not out on a limb there. A June wedding, you say?
No, quite. I know those aren't unusual. I know they're not unusual. But yeah, as far as making the decision, that seems to come this fall.
Yeah.
And at that point, you're both really clear about the fact that that's what you both want and that it's what you're both ready
now,
to
Mark,
do.
Now, Mark, let me give you some advice you can use. Run. Dude, run. Run.
Yeah.
Cut and run, dude, okay?
That scares the crap out of me. All right, thank you.
I'm saying cut and run, man. I'm giving you advice you can use. All right, there you go. Engaged by this fall, married next June. Mark and Taryn, congratulations, by the way. So we got that going on. Dude, run. 95 Will Rock, the Rocks.
And finally, a woman accidentally stabbed herself in the foot with a 3-foot-long sword while performing a Wiccan good luck ritual at a central Indiana cemetery. 36-year-old Catherine Gunther said she was performing the ceremony to give thanks for a recent run of good luck.
It's a good luck thing. Well, that pretty much
the end of that.
Closes that out. So
the run is over.
Irony much?
Yeah.
Donna, you don't use any swords or knives or anything in your tarot card reading, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, good, good.
I'm not real good around sharp objects.
Good.
You could get a paper cut with the cards, but that's about as far as it goes.
You ever injured yourself or those things could put an eye
falling off a chair during it?
No, so far, no injuries.
All right, good. 902.
Sunny today, hi.
Ask a tarot card reader this morning for Ask. Our old friend Donna's here from Destiny Tarot. You can check her out. There's a link on the show blog today at 95willrock.com. How much does something like that cost? And what are your services? People come in and they get a reading. I mean, do you do this at home? Do you do it on the phone? How does it work?
This is my business. So I do work out of my home.
Okay.
So I either see clients in my home. I can work with clients by phone. I can even work with them by email or chat room if that's their preference. Mm-hmm. Those get a little stickier because, the interaction takes longer. It's a more time consuming process.
Right. And it's like somebody asks a specific question generally, or will somebody just come in and sit down and you'll lay the cards out and tell them what you see, and there's different things you do?
Yeah, there's different ways to go at it. I mean, I find that if somebody has some real important questions, it's really, I think it's really a good idea to kind of to start there, use those as a jump off, and then very often we can expand out from that. If a person doesn't have a specific question, though, it's certainly, we can work the other way. We can start very generally and work our way in to more specific information if, as we're going through it, we find that there's things they want to explore a little further.
Right. Can you ballpark me some kind of cost amount or something?
Yeah. Typically, I work in 15-minute increments for appointments. So a 15-minute appointment's $25.
Okay.
30 minutes actually is $45.
You can probably get a lot done in 15.
You can do a lot in 15 or 30 minutes, especially if we stay focused and we don't digress. Right. Although digressions can be fun.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's go off on a tangent here. Let's go off on your sex life tangent. Let's do that one. 1-800-223-9510 for Ask a Tarot Card Reader this morning. Hi, who's this? Hello? I see you dialing and not being there when I go to the phones.
Silent reading.
That was pretty good of mine, wasn't it?
That was really good.
You don't see in the cards that person just like got in an accident or got killed or anything, do you? No, I don't want to know. Let's go to the email. This one says, "Hey, Tom, this is Jake in Round Lake Beach. I've been trying to get through on hold to you guys, but too many damn people listen to your show.
I know, I hate that.
Okay, I got a questionnaire for the reader. I'm 20, just had a baby 4 months ago, both working hard. We're going to get married in 1 year. I just want to know how our relationship is going to be down the road. Is it going to work out? Your show rocks." That's from Jake. So Jake wants to know how his relationship is going to be down the road. They just had a baby.
Okay.
And they're going to get married.
You know, the thing that I'm seeing for Jake and his partner, it looks like there's been a lot of responsibility. I mean, clearly, if they just had a baby and they're young, and working hard trying to make it, they've got a lot of responsibilities on them. I think the main thing is understanding that those responsibilities, while they seem pretty tough or seem like pretty big challenges, are actually bringing them together in a way that bonds them really nicely. There's really good communication between the two of them. And, you know, I mean, I'm not saying everything is always rosy, but the continued communication builds a bond between the two of them that I think is going to give them a pretty solid relationship, not only now, but going forward.
There you go, Jake. Now, that's what I would have said just based on his email, but if that's what you see in the cards, that's what you see. If it is what it is, it is what it is, you know?
Well, but they could be fight. You know, there could be another way.
Yeah.
They could be communicating, but those communications could all be, say, fights.
Yeah.
Or could all result in them tearing each other down.
But you don't see a lot of that for him.
I
probably would actually guess maybe some of that, too.
I'm not saying it's always perfect. Yeah. Not all arguments are necessarily bad.
All right.
If that improves the communication and brings them closer, they're actually growing from these experiences.
There you go. There you go, Jake. Glad to help. Name the baby after me. Oh, they had it 4 months ago.
Too late.
Guess Lisa still has to. Card Donna is here from Destiny Tarot today for Ask 1-800-223-9510. We'll go to the phones for a mini reading in just a moment. Destiny Tarot is DestinyTarot.com. DestinyTarot.com. There's a link on the show blog today at 95WheelRock.com. Getting a billion emails. Sorry we can't get to all of them. Or the phone calls, but you can always check out Donna's website and call her up. Haro made it in. Yay! You all right? Don't breathe on us.
Man, no, I'm not doing all good. A little case of food poisoning.
All right. Will Haro live?
That's what I was thinking. Just I'm like, we should ask if he'll die today.
Can you do the draw one card and see what he gets thing?
Yeah.
All right. Pick a card, Haro.
Any card.
I got the death 78 cards there, Haro. I got the death card when I did it.
You got it today?
No, last time. I'm not doing it.
If you got it twice.
No, I'm not doing it again.
You got to do something,
I'm not
though.
Doing it again.
Yeah, you'll recover. Again, fluids. Oh. Stay hydrated.
Why, what's the card? What card is it?
Ace of Cups.
Ace of Cups.
No way. That's
Cups.
Funny.
Fluids. That's what the cards
need
are telling.
Need some electrolytes.
Also, if you have a girlfriend or wife or...
Oh, no.
Or a girlfriend and a wife.
Cool.
No, I'm teasing. The woman in your life who cares about you will be giving you some TLC, too, to kind of help.
She's in California,
better.
So...
Over the phone.
Hey.
A little
she can give him...
Yeah.
She can give him love at a distance.
Something over the phone.
She actually has been texting me all night, make sure I'm okay, like waking up.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Uncanny, Donna. Uncanny. Hi, 95 Will Rock. Who's this?
This is John. How are you?
Good, John. You have a question for Donna?
Yes, sir.
Lay it on me, man.
I was wondering, I'm moving to Colorado. I was wondering if it's the right decision to do and for the right reasons.
How's John's trip to Colorado looking, Donna? Hold on, John.
Okay, I'll take a look for you.
All right.
Rockin' my heart.
This is the hold music while she's shuffling.
Colorado. Rockin' my own heart.
Your call is very important to us. Please stand by for the next qualified tarot card reader.
Oh, no, the avalanche card.
Rockin' my own.
Okay.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, you know, what it looks like to me is that actually by making this change, you're kind of leaving behind a lot of things that have held you back. Both, I think, career-wise, and also, I think, in terms of just how you think of yourself, you know, the way you perceive yourself, your self-confidence, your self-esteem. The one thing I would say is, especially this month, how soon is your move?
Tomorrow morning.
Wow. Okay. Okay. The remainder of this month is going to be, because I'm seeing that adjustment between what you imagine, you know, like what you imagine or how you fantasize it will be. Coming into kind of coordination with what you actually experience or how it actually is in reality. And I'm not saying that that's going to disappoint you. I'm just saying it's time for those two things to really integrate. Also, have you got a woman in your life?
I did.
Okay. Wow. All right. Because maybe part of the reason, too, is that this geographical change opens you up for a new romantic possibility.
Yeah, Colorado girls are easy. They're easy.
I don't plan on that happening anytime soon.
You can't help it.
I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow or the next day. I'm just saying that, you know, part of this change is to prepare you, I think, for what's coming next into your life, or who's coming next into your life.
When you meet Miss Right or Miss Right now, you got to go with the flow, my man. All right?
Understandable.
Have fun in Colorado. Remember, you can hear us streaming live at 95wheelrock.com, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to miss the radio station, that's for sure.
John, we need all of our listeners we can get. We're dangerously close to dropping into the single digits. So
yes.
Thanks for calling. Remember, streaming live at 95wheelrock.com. Have fun in Colorado, okay?
Excellent. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy. There's John. Ask a Tarot Card Reader continues. 95 Wheel Rock, the Rock Station. Buddies.
The Chicago Sun-Times reports this morning that Len Wozzack and his wife, Paula Stark, volunteered to be informants soon after Stacey Peterson went missing in October.
We'll do it. We never liked him much anyway.
Money, yes. The Sun-Times reports Peterson allegedly said he wasn't worried about authorities finding Stacey Peterson's remains because by then he will have been tried and acquitted.
Oh, he said that on the wire. I want to know, Donna's here. Donna.
Yeah.
Drew Peterson, will he ever get what he's got coming to him? Is what I want. That's the question.
Or is the question? I mean,
does he have?
Is he guilty?
Is he guilty? Well, we all know he's guilty. Yeah. Come on. No, all right, fine. Is he guilty? And what'll happen to him?
Yeah.
Ah, I've sneezed. That means something. No, I don't.
Allergy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, the cards can tell you that. Wow. All right, Drew Peterson. Did he do it? And is he going to get it for doing it?
You know, I did pull the justice card.
No!
I did. It's called adjustment in this deck. Most decks call it justice. It's the same card. It's called
the justice card. That's the justice card?
That's how most people would recognize it in other
decks. Wow!
And, you know, I do feel that while it may still take some time, could still be maybe another 6 or 7 months.
Yeah.
I do feel that he will be tried, and I know he says tried and acquitted.
We don't see it that way.
I don't necessarily
see it that way. The justice card is out there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and
is the raped in prison card out there yet?
Yeah. She's beaten with a broomstick.
Yeah. That one I don't necessarily have. Although I do, you know, again, I do want to say that once all of the, you know, once all the facts come out, that as far as it being clear, not only I think what his responsibility in this is, but that there'll be a general feeling that justice was served.
Okay. All right. So maybe.
And that general feeling is.
You think guilty. I think the raped in prison card. But we call that the Scott Peterson card. So a lot of people call it the raped in prison card. It's generally known as the Scott Peterson. Scott Peterson. Like that adjustment card is a justice card.
Justin.
The raped in prison card, a lot of people just call it the Scott Peterson card. So it's good to know. I feel better now knowing that information.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do feel he'll be brought to justice, and I think that means justice will be served.
Good. All right.
I can sound as sweet as you want. You're still a Cylon.
I know. Sunny today. I have
Hades.
You're still a Cylon. They look like us now, haven't you heard? Mm-hmm. Ask a tarot card reader today. Donna is here from Destiny Tarot. You can find a link to her website. on the show blog. Go to 95WordRock.com, click on Tom and Lisa Morning Show, and visit Tom's show blog. Also, a link to that, the uncensored version of that regular average guy rap song.
Yeah.
Is on the show blog today as well. Got this email for you.
Okay.
Says, hi, my name is... I'm not going to tell you too much and see what you come up with. Okay. I'm going to read part of the email. Hi, my name is Laura, and I had a question for the tarot card reader. My boyfriend and I have known each other for 11 years and have been dating for 4.5. We've been talking about moving in together and of our future together, and she wants to know... her question is my question is, how serious is he about us moving in together? Does he see me as the one? That's from Laura.
Mm.
And on a side note, I love listening to the show in the morning. Thanks, Laura.
Yeah.
She's obviously a smart woman. But she wants to know, does he see her as the one, and is he serious about moving in together?
You know, I want to say that, yes, he really is serious. There's really something very powerful about the bond that they have, the romantic connection that they have. And he respects her and looks up to her. And it's not only, I mean, it's not like, gee, she's like my hero or my big sister. There's definitely a passion element here that's, you know, not to be overlooked and certainly would be something you'd want to have in a romantic relationship. But I want to say that, yes, he's serious. And as far as both what he says, how he communicates, and his behavior, so what he says and what he does, should be showing her, I would say, especially during August, so this upcoming month,
mm-hmm.
how serious he is about this. Because along with talking about it, there's the taking of concrete action. And, you know, again, he's inspired by her. He's passionate about her. I, from the look of this, think that they have a pretty nice thing going and a pretty nice thing going forward.
What do you see as far as the moving in together and the living situation?
I think it'll work out okay. Where they may find that they hit a couple of snags is I think he actually tends to be a little bit, he's used to taking the lead. Now, that can be a positive trait unless it's taken to extreme. So he might tend to get a little bit authoritarian, a little bit bossy, kind of inflexible and rigid about his ideas. It's like my way or no way. For her, I want to say that she's a little bit on the critical side, or can be a little bit on the critical side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can take that from being insightful and giving somebody, you know, the straight talk or the straight news that they need, which can be a positive in a relationship. Again, if it's taken to extreme, it can start to get a little critical and naggy.
Okay.
But overall, if they can kind of keep away from the more negative of their tendencies or their personalities, it looks like they can get along really, really well, and that this could be a good move for them.
I'm sorry, Donna. I was looking for... we've even looked into a couple of places to buy, although he has his own condo. You were supposed to say, he has his own condo, but you guys are probably looking into places to buy. Is the only acceptable answer. So
yeah, so...
Sorry on that one. Wrong on that one. Sorry. So, all right, Laura, there you go. Hopefully that helps you out a little bit. One more call for Donna, our tarot card reader this morning from Destiny Tarot. Hi, who's this?
This is Nate.
Nate, what's your question for Donna?
My son is having a surgery in October, and I'm just wondering how that's looking.
Okay, could I just ask his first name?
Zach.
What did you say his name was?
Zach.
Okay.
I heard Nick.
That's what I heard. Guy hearing. Zach. All right, Zach's surgery coming up. We're shuffling the cards. So, please don't make any medical decisions based on what you hear this morning. And
I guess she says, don't go through the surgery. Don't even go to the hospital.
Oh, no. And I would never do that. I'm not, you know, okay. Your medical professional, hopefully, is a person that you have trust in. And that's the advice, obviously, that you should follow.
Hopefully is slightly more skilled at making medical decisions than the tarot lady. If not, the cards say you need to get a new doctor.
yeah.
Well, let's see what we do come up with.
You know, I really feel that the doctor who's going to, you know, be the surgeon or the head of the team that's going to do the surgery, is really the right person for this. And you said it's scheduled for October. As far as it coming, you know, on schedule or being done on schedule, I feel that it will be. You should be seeing a lot of improvement in your son's general health, both short term and then, you know, long term for what this is designed to correct.
How's that sound to you, Nate? Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
I honestly do. I see a very, very happy, very positive outcome for this.
May I ask you, Nate, what his surgery is all about?
He's got a vascular malformation on his head, and it's not getting smaller like they originally planned. So a lot of go in and do take it out. So.
All right. Well, good luck to him. And let me know. Send me an email. Let me know how he does. I hope he does okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. There's Nick. Sorry, Nate, to call in about Zach. Donna, thank you. We got a couple more readings got to do before you go. Okay. If anybody wants to know more, DestinyTarot.com. Destiny, little funky spelling, DestinyTarot.com. And that's also on the show blog today at 95WillRock.com. We got to do Lisa's baby's reading.
womb with a view into the future.
That's what I'm calling it.
Yep.
And we got right now, we'll just do mine. I just want to know. Here's all I want to know. How many golf balls will I lose today? If 95 Will Rock Your Flies. This is how I score my golf outing, is how many balls I go through. I don't even.
So he wants to know about his balls.
I don't even keep score.
All right, so we're actually taking a look at Tom's balls.
Right,
this
right. How many?
The outlook is not good.
It is not a good outlook for Tom's balls today. How many balls will I lose at the Ear Flies Open? And it's funny, it's called the Ear Flies Open.
Yeah.
At the Ear Flies Open golf outing. She pulls one card and starts to smile.
Smirking.
What's the card? It's the death card.
Five.
Is it? Let me see.
How no, do you it's know not five? The death card. But it is the five of cups, and it's disappointment, which means, you know, obviously, you don't want those things to happen. You don't want to lose your
five,
golf balls.
Can I tell you, that's not disappointment. That is a great day for me. Five balls lost.
It's only 25.
That's usually three holes. So five. I'm going to check that, okay?
Let me know.
All right.
What if?
She predicts
nuts.
Five balls lost. Call tomorrow on Open Phone Thursday if you want to know how she did. And we'll do the baby reading coming up next.
All right.
95 Will Rock the Rock. 95 Will Rock, the rock station. We're busy laughing at Tom about Fat Tuesday and the fact that he hasn't surpassed Lisa in belly circumference. Lisa hasn't passed him in belly circumference yet. I got an email from somebody, missed the measurements yesterday and needed to know the measurements.
You're like, great.
I got another email from somebody who said the bit is freaking hilarious. And to me, it's one of the lamest things we do.
I think it's great.
It's wonderful.
I hate it. If you don't pass me, I'm gonna have a complex. It's gonna be ugly.
A full term pregnant lady is smaller than you.
It's gonna be years of therapy.
That's
nuts. Let's give this alleged baby in Lisa's deep pelvis a reading. Donna here from Destiny Tarot. She's gonna give the baby a reading.
Okay, this is the first in utero reading I've ever done. Okay. So bear with me.
Do you need the baby's name? Because we don't have it yet. She was going to name it Tegan, but we announced yesterday that the baby's naming rights are up for $25,000. So it might very well be Country Pontiac Buick Racer's Edge Racing Collectibles Tyler.
Or it could be Destiny Tarot Tyler.
Well, for $25,000.
For a mere $25,000.
We haven't gotten any offers yet, by the way. We may have to put it on eBay. We can put it on eBay and you, because you can set a reserve.
Yeah.
We'll put the entire name, because it's $20,000 for the first name, $10,000 for the middle name, or $25,000 for the package. We can put the package on eBay and just set it at a $25,000 reserve price.
Yeah.
And it'll go national. Somebody will hear about it, and you will get the $25,000. And you're still on board, right?
I think so. For that much
That's
money.
That's college.
Really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
So it may very well be, Miller Lite.
Which is already taken by Matthew McConaughey's nephew.
Oh,
Miller
you already got
Lite.
That. Oh, we can't do that one. It may be...
Bud Light Lime.
Bud Light Able Pawn Shop Tyler. All right, so do we have a little reading for little Bud Light?
Yeah, we do. So far the anticipated date is near the end of August then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I do want to say this.
Miserable life. Gotcha.
No.
Oh, no.
No, actually, though, you may be a little early. You may be a little early.
Shnikes.
I told her yesterday, and you didn't yet, bring a towel in and put it on the chair.
Oh, that's right.
Donna, when you got...
I think it's time.
Potty chair?
I think it's time.
Donna, when you got here and you sat down on that stool, you were like, this is terrible. That stool is where Haro normally sits.
Yeah.
It's a terrible chair, isn't it?
Well...
We've been asking for a replacement chair for that one.
You can say that. We all know it's terrible.
We've been asking for a replacement chair for that one for 9 months or a year or whatever, and they haven't... And we need one. You'll notice Haro's standing here today. We don't have one for a guest. We've been asking for studio chairs forever. Her water's going to break. She's going to gush all over that chair, and nobody's going to want to use it. Tell her you're saying early, right?
It looks to me
the
like
cards,
it could be.
The cards
like
are telling
be.
You to bring a towel in and
all
put
right,
it on the
I
chair.
I forgot.
You
I'll wrap myself
have
in.
A towel tomorrow to put on the chair, or you're not sitting anymore.
Okay, all right.
You know, other than that, I will say this, and again, I know that we've talked about the baby being a boy, But I'm, you know, I'm, or about the baby being a girl, yeah, yeah. As far as what your sonogram says.
Yeah.
You know, I'm...
You're feeling boy?
Don't ask me why. Still feeling it. And seeing it.
That'd be awesome.
That's okay.
What are you seeing exactly?
No, awesome. No, I'm not saying...
It happened to me. Sam was a girl. Sam was a girl up until, like, a couple of weeks before he was
Which
born.
Which is where I'm at.
Yeah, yeah. And we hadn't gone for that last one. We had a girl nursery set mm-hmm. up. And we would have brought home Sam and had a closet full of dresses and stuff. And Lisa's got all this girl stuff. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, it was obvious on the second one. It could just
They said key words.
Yeah.
It could just be a poorly hung boy. Which is, you know.
Now,
which is my family curse.
You can't see that.
I know that's Jeff's family curse.
I didn't say that.
I'm just saying things just don't show up on the ultrasound thing there.
Oh, wow.
You know, I will say, other than
just
that.
Just a poorly hung boy.
Other than that, as far as all
genetically,
of the other,
you know,
the other conditions around things, things look good.
Uh-huh.
And as far as there being. You know, I want to say a pretty strong personality in there, mm-hmm. a pretty stubborn personality in there.
Yeah, that's
nope. That's all my husband. Yeah,
no. girl or boy, this is going to be This is going to be one stubborn little one. Yeah. Girl or boy,
son of a biscuit.
Got that from Lisa because she's high maintenance. Yeah. So, Donna, if it's a boy, I will never doubt you again. I will.
Two sonograms and two separate people said girl, and they even pointed out they said specific body parts.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, if it's a boy, you're on the show every week from that
Jeff
point on.
Jeff would actually.
You're a standard every week because you're dead on with everything. Then.
Can Jeff I come on every month if you. I'm wrong?
We'll see.
Jeff would love you if it was a boy popped out.
Well, I'll tell you, again, I'm going by what I'm seeing. I'm trying not to get myself in the way here
in terms
of who wants what.
This is the ultimate. This is the
She's the one who called the baby in the first place.
She did.
This is her baby to mess up. She's going to be right.
The pressure. I can't take the pressure.
I will tell you, little skydive Midwest pick and save roundies is going to be a boy. Such a cute little boy.
Sky, I could go with.
Sky, you can and call him Sky for short. Yeah. Or Roundy.
Hopefully that's not a nickname that comes.
All right.
No, really.
Donna, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
I think it's happening right now. I'm going into labor right now.
Early labor, and it's a boy surprising everyone. It's going to be awesome. 9:56.
God, Sunny, high of 80. All right.